Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run over to Venice, Louisiana and check in with our good friend, Captain Mike Jeffcoat. Morning, Mike. What's up?
Oh, not much, Mickey. How are you this morning?
I'm Cadillacing, baby. Everything's good. Cadillacing. Was that it? Well, Jace, he just went away. I don't know whether. Call him back and see what happens. Oh, man. These days. And I'm looking at winds. They're still down there kind of north and northwest, kind of like we start out, and they're calling for a northeast wind to kind of get stiff, but right now, through the bay, west at 5, northwest at 3, northwest at 6, so that's looks good right now. All right, Jeffcoat, we got you back again.
Yeah, what button did you push?
I didn't push anything.
Somebody pushed something. I'm at the house here in Cleveland, fixing to get in the truck and head to the bottom.
Head to the river bottom. Squirrel season.
Yep. Bow season, too.
Bow season, squirrel season.
Yeah, a little warm to be bow hunting.
Yeah.
Well,
few deer killed opening weekend. Yeah.
I hadn't heard of anything, so. But I hadn't talked to nobody either.
Better get them off the ground quick and get them in and get them clean, warm as it gets.
And that's true. So, anything good, Kill?
Nah, I saw one pretty nice bow buck, about a 135.
Mm-hmm. Well, you bow, that's cool.
With a doe, doubled up. Got two of them.
Doubled up?
Yeah, doubled up.
He's going to finish this season, though, huh?
Just about. Start out with a bang, huh?
Yeah.
Headed to Belleville.
No, I was supposed to fish yesterday and today, and customers had something come up, so.
So you just came home early?
Yeah. You know, I got to go back next week and get started back up. Oh, the
fishing
is so good.
I heard you caught a boatload of flounder the other day.
Do what now?
I heard you caught a boatload of flounder the other day.
Oh, it's stupid. I mean, they are it's crazy. Now it shoots Sunday, and I had three guys on the boat that were sticks. So,
yeah.
You know,
well,
that makes a whole, that helps, especially when you're fishing current and on the bottom. And, but, one of them, I give him a hard time. He was a character. Because I was fishing some sand flats that had ledges on them, you know, drops off, and they were all sitting right on that ledge. And there's a little bit of grass here and there, and he kept pulling on it, pulling on it. I said, what are you doing? So I think I'm hung up. I said, now you probably think you got a big old flounder. You just don't set that hook. I said, set the hook. He set the hook on it. He said, man, this is weird, acting like a stingray. I said, big old flounder.
Doorman.
Well, he jacked around there, and I'm talking about, I know this flounder weighed 9-10 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
Got him right beside the boat. I had the net ready, and that old flounder looked up there and winked with one eye and went, spit that old jig head out of his mouth.
Didn't even have a hook.
And did. Then just laid there for a minute. Just laid there for a second, and I just didn't have time enough to get the net under him.
Man.
But I caught two myself over 6 pounds.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. And both of them that I caught over six, it was just a weird, weird bite. But like I said, Kern had picked up a little bit, and we was having to throw 1/2 ounce jig heads. And I mean, I got the edge of that ledge, and I'd go, man, is this a big old crab got me, or is this a... I said, like I tell everybody else, these hooks, that's a free, set the hook.
Yeah, they don't cost extra. When in doubt, set the hook. Get on with it.
Yeah, but it was crazy. Crazy fun. And the redfish the same way. The redfish ain't stacked up like them flounder are. You know how them redfish are, they going to swim up and down and stuff. And
right.
It's the same thing catching them on sand flats, too. But in the water, it got good enough that, you know, you can see a bunch of them. Well, matter of fact, I'm seeing a bunch of them flounders when they blow that sand up. So it's just all good stuff. It's fun. You know, and there's trout sitting outside, you know. But the wind was pretty, you know, it blew good enough over the weekend that, you know, it made it uncomfortable if you wanted to be outside. So I've been hearing Coon Pop on the radio, there's so many tarpon out there right now. It's unbelievably sad.
Same over here. Well, I'm glad they're catching them because it was tough on them there for a long time.
It still ain't just, I was talking to them ballet boys, and they said they were probably sitting in 100 acres of them the other day, and they just swam around the boat, and you couldn't make them eat nothing.
That's what James has been telling me, too. And then the next day you go and it's boom, bang, boom. But
yeah, and these are in 7 foot of water.
Wow, that's shallow.
Yeah, they catching big yellowfin tuna in 50 foot of water behind a shrimp boat.
That's crazy.
That blue water's all the way in there. You can see all the East Bay rigs.
Really?
Where that blue water is. Yeah, that's crazy. But I guess we've just had so much that predominant push out of that east, you know, that pushed that water on in there.
Cleans that water up, pushes it in. That's nuts.
You know, and then the river's, you know, it's green as a gourd, so I'm just waiting on them trout.
50
now.
Foot of water.
Yep.
That's a shocker.
Yep. But like they was talking about them tarpon pushing up there so shallow.
Yeah.
You know, you get a few up that shallow, but not
that many like you're talking about. Yeah.
No. So they did. Coon Pop had a 15-year-old kid caught.
Oh, the one caught it on a fly rod or something?
I don't remember. I ain't heard all that much of it, but I know it took him over 2 hours to catch him.
Yeah, I saw somewhere some young guy caught one on the fly rod. It's going to be a new world record or something for the line class.
That's right. If everything goes, from what I hear, if everything goes the way it, you know, when they get the final truth of it, Yeah, it's going to be a world record.
Wow.
So, that's crazy.
That's a giant, man.
Yeah, it is. Anytime you catch one over that, I mean, you know, because, what, just a few years ago, they set the new state record.
Wasn't that like 260 or something like that?
Something like that.
I remember seeing the picture, and it was just a, it was like a dinosaur hanging up there.
Yep.
Mammoth.
Yeah, they killed that one. Yep.
Yeah, well, yeah, for a world record or state record or what have you. Yeah, kill it. It's what James says.
Absolutely, and there's so many of them. I mean, and, you know, I know there's more and more people fishing, but I hadn't seen one on the dock. I mean, not saying how many of them they're killing, but, you know, to have that record, you're going to have it documented. So.
Yeah, you're going to have to kill it to get the record.
Yep, for sure.
And there's no telling how many Brian Barreras thrown back down there in Port Isabel that probably would have made some kind of record.
Really?
Yeah, he doesn't mess with it. He just he releases them.
Yeah. Other than that, that's about it. My brother, he opened it with a bang yesterday morning. He said them squirrels didn't start about 8 o'clock, though.
Hey, man, I had squirrel movement at my house yesterday all day. Every time I'd go outside, they were, man, they are burying those pecans like nobody's business. You'd think we were going to have a blizzard this winter.
Well, they're saying we're going to have a cold, wet winter. We're going to find
out. The crows are all over them, too. They're all over the pecans. Yeah. They are, I mean, I hadn't seen a crow in months, and now they're all over the place.
Oh, they're in my pecan trees that finished like crazy. I mean, my pecans are in good shape.
Yeah.
They're a long way still off from being mature, but that's what my brother said yesterday. He killed 7 once they went stern real quick, and then he said he made just short circle and come back right there at the buggy in his little pecan tree, and there was 4 in it, and he killed his other 3 there. And so.
Dang.
Oh, back in the day down there when we had them monster pecan trees.
Right.
Talking about them that you couldn't shoot a squirrel out top of it, really.
Yeah, they were sometimes. So tall. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the most I've ever seen in one tree was 27.
My gosh.
And they could, and what's so funny about that, them squirrels just act like they, I guess they're competing against one another, but there's just a mad scramble of just squirrels going every direction, you know, up there trying to find him a prime pecan. I said, you bunch of idiots. Y'all slow down.
But, you got to run out.
you just go and kill what you can kill, you know, with 3 shots, and they're going to run from you naturally, but just sit down. And it's like them just a minute. They'll be right back.
Yeah, it's probably a good time right now to steel hunt.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you can't hunt with a dog right now. Well, by rules, we can't do it out there, and them bow hunters throw a fit. They get mad enough about us squirrel hunting, you know.
Right.
But, shotgun don't bother them deer.
Well, I've been, the last 2 or 3 weeks, you'll be sitting on the patio, and you'll see something falling out of these pecan trees, and my wife's going, what I keep seeing falling, I said, they're hulling them pecans. They're sitting up there. They'll go out to the end of the limb and get the on one of them clusters and get a pecan, and then they'll hull it.
Yep.
And then come down and go bury it and go back up and do the same thing.
Yep. Because I'm sure your pecans are not ripe yet, either.
Oh, no, no. You know, I lost a lot early in the year. A lot of the little tiny ones were falling off because it was so wet.
Right. Yeah.
But now they've, there's plenty to eat. Plenty. Between acorns and pecans, squirrels are going to be living fat this winter.
Yep.
And the crows.
Oh, the crows.
They like them. I didn't know they were fond of them.
You know, me and Tex teach everybody back in the day, you know, listen for them crows. If you're not seeing many squirrels, just listen for them crows. If them crows are blotted up over there somewhere screaming and hollering, you can bet they're on these pecans or acorns. So
right.
Go to them. Go to them.
All right, Mike. Well, should we even try to reach you in the river bottom this weekend? Or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, you can call me. Okay. I mean, if I'm on all that right. stump, I'll be. It'll be perfect.
All right, polish that stump up.
All right, bud.
We'll talk. We'll hear it firsthand from the squirrel man. See what's going on.
There you go.
All right, brother. Throw him out a number. Somebody wants to give you a call, Mike.
832-338-9376. Get us on the web at RJ Hunting Fish.
All right, buddy. Have a good day, Mike. See you.
You too, mate. Good talking to you. Bye.
All right, you too. Later. All right, Mike Jeffcoat. And the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken, and not to mention their fantastic processing facility. They're located right in downtown Belleville. Look for the big white sign. Their meat market and processing facility are next door to one another. Full menu of pecan smoked barbecue that's served Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., along with bulk pricing available on fresh ground beef and pecan smoked sausage. They're grab-and-go snacking products, nothing like it. It's very good. Beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, and their dry sticks. These are always favorites. And their processing facility, unbelievable service and quality. Three-lane drop-off system. They unload your game for you. They take it in. You tell them how you want it. They track it all the way through the process. And then when you come to pick it up, they'll call you, pull in. They'll load it up for you. The Belleville's been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 518 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Galveston Way and check in with Captain James Flock down at Tiki Island Resort and Spa at his house. What's up, James?
Man, just Burn up, burn down, and burn out. And I'm here at the spa.
Resort and spa, baby. Come get you some.
I guarantee you get you some of this, buddy.
What's going on, brother?
Nothing, man. I busted the jetties at 6:30 yesterday morning. I busted them at 8 o'clock last night.
Or nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah. Man, it was nice, though.
Long days, brother. Long days.
Well, ain't many of them left, buddy. I mean, see, today, tomorrow's out. Most of next week looks out, so this might be it. Might be it for me.
Yeah.
Might be for me. I didn't. Did you see how long it was going to blow? I didn't even look.
6 or 8 days. That's what they're saying. I mean, hey.
That's what you see?
Yeah, when's that front gonna hit next week? At least we got a decent front coming.
Yeah, well, you got some kind of hard east wind tomorrow, right? Or northeast or something?
Yeah, they're calling for 10 to 20 today. I'm not seeing it yet. But 15 to 25 tomorrow is what they were saying. I'm going, man, what's causing this?
Let's see. Yeah, it bumps up this afternoon, but nothing in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Early in the morning, not too bad. And then it's like nasty, 17 to 20. And then you can fork it.
Yeah, there's going to be like a guff low.
Yeah. Here we go. Monday on 10-6. And not terrible.
Yeah.
It ain't as bad as
east at 10 on Monday's what I'm showing. 30% chance of rain
on Monday. Yeah, see, yeah. They got
east at 10 on Tuesday, then 15. Well, that front we were supposed to get next week, it's not on here anymore.
No, it petered out.
It petered out. Front. Oh boy,
it's a mystery front. I don't see
mystery
it.
Front.
Well, if I got to go back trout fishing. When I go back trout fishing, I want it just to come on. I mean, when I'm done, I'm done. Let's go catch a trout now.
Yeah.
This old hot limbo garbage here for trout fish is terrible.
Yeah.
For around here anyway, I'm sure Charlie and them are getting them or whatever, but you let that wind blow about 12 miles an hour, 14 miles an hour, what they're doing, and they're done too.
Yeah.
So... we'll see. Tomorrow, I mean, I just looked at the offshore forecast. It looks pretty windy tomorrow, 15
yeah,
to 20.
Yeah, it does.
What I saw.
That's what my deal said this morning. It was going to pick up this afternoon and tomorrow for sure. But right now, it's nice. Very nice.
Yeah, Mickey, the I don't know. We ain't finding much. We saw a couple of little deals yesterday. Oh, we caught one right in the middle of the day. But not much. Not much. Just got really, really lucky. And we caught one, but not much. But gosh, dog, it looked like you'd see a lot of stuff. Jackfish by the billions, dude. I mean, millions of them. Hey, I was idling around looking for some fish, and I just had my stuff out, you know. I'm just idling around. I'll set it back here a little bit because you get bit like that.
Right.
And turn around, everything we own's got a jackfish on it, which normally they don't hit a lot of times. Well, they were hitting yesterday. Oh, man, it was crazy. We caught giant shark. It was terrible, but it was so pretty, we just stuck with it.
Yeah.
I think everybody everywhere caught you know, a couple here and there yesterday, scattered right. out all over the coast, so. A little bit better. So we'll see what we do today.
You know, I saw something on a big tarpon caught in Louisiana on a fly rod or something with a young man, and Jeffcoat just mentioned that. He caught it with coon.
Yeah, he didn't catch it on a fly rod. He caught it conventional. Weighed 228. He caught it Northeast Pass.
But isn't it going to be some kind of new line class?
For the kid. For the young man, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's a big
for his age.
Fly rod. Yeah, I thought he caught that fish at Grand Bio, and I called him. He said, "No, man, we caught it at Northeast." I should have known. Well, the first time I saw some picture that somebody sent me.
Yeah.
And then I called Coon, and he sent me the video of him weighing, and they were weighing it at Cypress Cove. So that means he was on that side of the river, on the east side of the river. That's a big one. That fish was long, dude. He didn't look very impressive, except that he was so long.
Right.
I want to say he was like 95, 96 inches.
Dang. Yeah, that's
you took that
out.
Fish Larry caught, put 95 inches on him, we'd be talking about a whole different ball game.
Right.
But it's got to be the perfect
fish. Yeah, that fish Larry caught
it,
had tremendous girth to it. Jeez.
No, dude, he just didn't have no length. But if you Google Louisiana State record, look at Jeff's or John. I think John caught it. No, Jeff. Jeff caught that fish. Prevost caught the fish. He was with Jeff.
Yeah.
But just look at it. It's what we're talking about, except I think it was like 93 or 94 inches.
Yeah, but just mammoth girth.
It was big, buddy. It was
a beast. I remember I still see that picture in my head hanging up. That was just a dinosaur.
Yeah, that's a big one, buddy. That's a big one.
Right,
but didn't see no redfish or nothing yesterday. I ain't seen any. I don't know what happened all in Bull Reds, which is kind of fine because couldn't even fish, but didn't see many of them yesterday, but gosh dog, I ain't
maybe they went in shallow.
Very well could have. A lot of stuff could have went
shallow. You know, the beach fishermen are catching them, sharking them. They're melting everything down on Bull Reds out there, all his bunch.
Oh, that may be where everything may have went that way. Because, you know, man, one day I hit that school. If you drew a straight line offshore at Big Massive School, if you drew a straight line to the beach, man, it's probably 8 miles.
Yeah.
You know, straight offshore.
Right.
So I guess they all came in. But, you know, we seen a few. It was just super nice yesterday. We had one little old rain shower kind of thing rain on us. Weird.
Yeah, yesterday afternoon we had some cloud cover show up. And I looked at radar, nothing on it, but it was enough clouds blocked the sun out, made it nice outside.
Yeah, it was not terrible whatsoever. Not terrible. So, yeah, now if we're going to – hey, now it's time to go trout fishing. Hey, man, let it blow. Let's get cold. Let's drop that water temperature down about 65 degrees. We can go to catching stuff.
There you go.
Huh? Once it's over, I'm done. Let's go. But none of my crew, I say my crew, you know, everybody I talk to, hang on. They ain't catching much. Lots of little ones, not many keepers.
Yeah.
You know, and that's in really good weather conditions.
Right.
Well, I mean, it's kind of breezy one morning, but. And they were, you know, back a couple of weeks ago, I was talking to Kenny and Chris, whoever was fishing, and they were having some decent days. You know, it wasn't terrible.
Mm-hmm.
You catch 12, 15, you know, maybe 18 fish, you know, regular fish. But now it's just like a whole bunch of little ones. I thought to Dana, he ran a trip yesterday, but he fished a couple of days by himself up there on your end and up there where we like to go. And he said it was terrible. Little ones, all you could catch.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of been the same MO for a couple of years, you know.
Hey, he says they're little, dude, like 12 inches,
yeah.
You know, like babies. You know, if it quit flooding, Mickey, for 3 or 4 years, and let all them fish grow up, man, it'll be great again, but every year, some kind of thing floods, and then all the little trout gets flushed out. And then you got to get another crop come out of the marsh, and they're 3 inches long to grow up.
Right.
You know, we ain't had no break.
Well, and the little ones are the first ones to move back, you know, to come back and move up there. But the better fish are on the south end, you know, down by the channel and all on my end.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, no.
Not a lot of them, but they're better fish. You don't have to worry about all that pedophile fishing. Yeah, pencil popping.
Hey, but even down here on my end, lots of trout. But you know, if your MO is go try to get your 9 or 6 or 12 or whatever you're trying to get, he's probably gonna struggle.
You're going to have to weed and feed and weed through them.
Yeah, but, man, the water's hot.
But it's that time of year that we go through this, even when we got a lot of big fish. I mean, it happens, and then all of a sudden that water temperature gets where we need it, and it's all good, solid fish everywhere.
Man, Mickey, I was thinking about something the other day, and I know you got to go, and I got to go too, but you had a picture when the Texas Fisherman magazine or whatever Everett's old magazine's called now, when it was a paper magazine before half these kids was even born. Blaine had a cover picture on there, and you had a cover picture on there. Uh-huh. I know yours was from the North Ridge.
Right.
Yeah, Blaine's was too. And Slicker, and it was in October.
First week of October. No, you can set your watch by. Yeah.
There you go. And that's I guess that's where I'm going with. It didn't always be like this, you know.
No.
But it's like the seasons. The October now is September, and the September is October. It's like we lose a month.
Right.
Like we lose a month.
Yeah, Blaine Stringer picture, that was from up there, too. He was up there with us that day.
And, was that the same? The Bosca took all them pictures, didn't he?
Yeah, he was with me, and then Blaine was waiting there with us, and he took Blaine's Stringer shot.
So both those Stringer shots come from the same day?
Same day. Same place, same day, same everything.
Hey, just take a look at them fish on spoons and mirror lures, huh?
Oh, good, man. Buddy. Yeah, buddy. Bronze spoons. Quarter ounce.
Quarter ounce. Send it, man. Hey, to this day, I still throw a quarter ounce. Blaine always liked 3/4 ounce, but I've always thrown a quarter ounce. Or a half.
Blaine liked that 3/4 because he outcast us then with his blue Apollo graphite rod. Remember that broomstick he used to fish with?
It was terrible. Remember we'd get in there by Hardhead Point or whatever we caught and have casting contests when the fishing was terrible?
Oh,
what was
God.
The name of that place we'd go? Panic Point?
Panic Point. Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a stab at him today and see what happens. Maybe we'll do a little better today.
Go make a run at him. Throw him out a number, bud.
Roger, buddy. 497-717-7306.
All right. See you, little rat. Take care, buddy. All right, man. All right. Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers located right at the base of the Texas City Dyke at 227 Dyke Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament fish than with their oxygen response system. Check them out firsthand at the store. They have them all on display. Or you can call Jason for more info at 281-701-8107. And when you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught Gulf shrimp. No farm-raised at Boyd's. It's all wild-caught. And their Cajun Grill next door, man, they put out some really good food there. And their Santa Fe food truck, same thing. Excellent quality, great prices, and just great people to work with. Call them at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 5:36 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go down to G-Town now, off its Bayou area, and let's check in with Captain Sharky Marquez this morning. Michael, good morning. How are you, bud?
What's up, buddy?
What is happening, man?
Man, I am about to get on plane, brother. Might get a little windy for us, but I'm going to try to do my best to keep it quiet.
Get on plane. You going out in the pond today, the big boy?
We're going out in the big boy, brother. We're going two for two. Going to try to go two for two. We had an excellent day yesterday, man.
Did you? Let's hear about it then.
We did, brother. We got out there. My crew really wanted to get a billfish. And, man, we dropped down and doubled up on swordfish. It was phenomenal. We lost one, caught one, real nice eater. Ended up being a pumpkin. Just beautiful, beautiful sword, and then we fished for a couple more hours and ended up snagging us one more on the way out. 5 minute left, and man, our pitch rod started getting whacked, and next thing you know, an hour and a half later, we got our swordfish number two on the boat.
Awesome.
So you cannot beat that, man. My guys were stoked. We ended up coming back in and around the FAD systems, trolling some ballyhoo just to see if we get real lucky and catch a sailfish or something, but we ended up with a really nice Dorado, real big cow Dorado out there to end the day off. So it was awesome, man.
Yeah.
It was cool. Awesome. No complaints on my end. So I got a group of six today, man. We're celebrating one of these young bucks' birthdays, and his goal is to catch a mahi, so we're going to try to do our best to put him on one, but you know, as we get into these September, October, you know, that water starts cooling off, and it can get a little tricky, you know?
Yeah, right.
Got a pretty good report from Naylor, though, as far as he was telling me that some of the shrimp boats out there were holding some really nice blackfin.
Yeah, he's been harassing them blackfins pretty good this year on those shrimp boats.
Man, that's awesome.
That's good. That's to awesome. Hear. Yeah. You know, I was talking to Jesco a while ago. That blue water with east winds have moved in so close over there in Louisiana. They're catching yellowfin in 50 feet of water.
Come on.
Yes. I like fell out of my chair when he told me that.
Come on, 50 foot of water.
Yeah, and huge herds of tarpon up in 7 feet of water.
You got to be joking me.
That's how good the water, you know, quality is over there, where all that, you know, east wind, I guess, pushed that blue water almost all the way up to the beach. Crazy, man.
Well, it sounds like they're feeding like Jack Crevels for us here in Galveston. I mean, that's insane.
The jackfish been harassing jacks, y'all.
You know, I had some reports from a couple buddies that fished the beach yesterday or the day before, and they said, man, the freaking jacks were going nuts.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool. But Yeah, it'd be real, real cool if it was yellow, Ben.
Yeah, wouldn't it, though? Jeez.
It would. It'd also be real, real cool if we weren't going 110 miles to try to catch a swordfish today, you know, and we're going 40. But, you know, you take what you can get, right?
Right. Well, that's awesome y'all caught two swords yesterday. That's big time.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm trying to get them dialed in, you know. It felt good. You know, you catch one and you're like, maybe I got lucky. But you catch two, you're like, all right. I got a little something going here.
You got that right.
You know, at least I tell myself that.
Well, I'm sure you're headed right back to the same spot then, huh?
Well, you can imagine I'm going exactly to that same spot.
No, you're joking.
No. Yeah, especially, I mean, we got there at 9:30 in the morning, Mickey, and our first two drops, I was tying the buoy on one of them.
Right.
And the pitch rod got hit. We hooked up, and then we got that fish halfway up, and I looked over, and that buoy's laying flat on its side. You know, that second billfish was coming right up with it, and we could have moved a little bit quicker and try, you know, really made it happen, but we ended up losing that second one because my concern was getting that first one on the boat. You know, once you get that first one on the boat, then you could get, you know, a little picky with it and all that. But
sure.
I knew we had a good hook in that first one. I said, guys, I know that buoy's laid over right now. Let's let it sit for a minute, and let's try to get this fish on the boat. We were already at the wind-on leader, so he was right under us, you know. But
awesome.
We waited too long to really get a good grab in him. But anyway, heck yeah, any day you go get a billfish, it's a good day.
Yeah, and I'm sure Sugar Shane and Cajun Chris, they're tearing the bull reds up right now too, huh?
Yeah, buddy, man. Yeah, buddy. They're catching their redfish, and they're seeing still some nice trout. You know, it's still warm. We haven't had any major cold fronts push through. So, man, our fisheries is doing really well out here. The light tackle bite is on fire.
Great.
You know, with your drum, starting to see some sheep's heads and stuff like that. And slot reds, man. They're catching a bunch of slots up on the rocks, and, they're crushing it, man.
Well, it's Redfish City right now. It's that time of year, man. And I'm sure it's that way down by the pass, too. If anybody's fishing down there for reds, I'm sure St. Louis
Pass.
Oh,
I bet.
It's stupid right now.
I bet, man. We actually just, we're doing our first annual Outcast Charters, like, customer tournament. You know, we do one every year for Flounder, November 1st. You know, catch and release, of course, up until the 15th, but... You know, Biggest Flounder gets a free trip. We said this year we're going to do, for the month of October, Biggest Redfish gets a free charter. And
cool.
The most spots is a little bonus side pot. So that's cool.
Well, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, just a little something to get back to our customers and have some fun while we're at it, you know?
Heck yeah.
Oh. Anyway, looks
what
nice this morning.
What are you using for bait on those swords, man?
We got most of our action yesterday on squid tentacles, you know, big old tentacles.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll pre-rig those and stitch them up and make them look all nice and pretty. Big old mustad hook, J-hook, and strap some lights on the leader and send it down, you know. But I got a couple eels today I'm excited about trying. Some real big, you know, foot-long eels. And the billfish I cut into yesterday, the swordfish I cut into yesterday when I was filleting them, man, they were low. We actually got two pumpkins, so, you know, the real good eating ones.
Yeah.
And they were loaded up with ruby red shrimp, you know, which was really cool to see. Just very vibrant, those real deep water shrimp.
Yeah.
And they also had a bunch of eels in them.
Really?
A bunch of eels. Yeah. You know, like little bottom eels or whatever they're plucking out of the mud down there. So
those little brown eels or whatever they call them.
Yeah. So this morning I, you know, grabbed my, went to my secret hiding spot and grabbed a few pre-rigged eels. And we're going to give that a go to today. So it's, it should be nice getting out. I'm seeing one footers or less. And then this afternoon looks like, you know, we've got some stuff, some wind at least pushing in from the east pretty hardcore. So
yeah, I think we got some kind of low pressure going to start to build up or something and make it pretty windy tomorrow. But
yeah, Saturday showing 8 footers.
Not me.
Yeah. not me. 5 to 6s with the occasional 8s. You will not catch me anywhere out by the jetties or out past the jetties those days.
It, hey, life is good, isn't it? Last week you were in the hospital about this time, thought you were going to die, and this week you're catching billfish. How about that?
Isn't that a blessing, man? I mean, I mean who would have thought? Hey, last week you asked me what I was going to be doing this week, and I thought I was going to be in heaven catching billfish. I promise you that.
Isn't that something?
I mean, that bacteria was – that's the craziest part, man. We nailed the antibiotic. I've got 2 more days left on my antibiotic. And once we found, you know, whatever was killing it, you know, I just had to take an ungodly amount of it. But, you know, every day I'm getting better and better. And, golly, man, I'm still – I got to tell you, I got scars and everything, scarring from all the skin that was boiling, and it's very uncomfortable, but, you know, we're fishing. My poor customers from last week, man, I had to push them all to this week and the following, so we're pretty stacked up on our end, man, as far as trying to play catch up for the last, you know, 5, 6 days.
Well, yeah, you missed a whole week's work in prime time, man.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Hillman sent me a picture. Somebody he knows, a customer of his or a customer's friend or whatever, was waiting in Galveston Bay somewhere in Upper Galveston Bay, and then woke up the next morning with that blistery stuff on his foot and leg and everything.
Oh,
they amputated his
buddy.
Leg 2 days later. I mean, it was vibrio. Yes. Lost his leg. Isn't that terrible?
Dude, that is freaking terrible.
You just never know. All right. Well, I know you're busy and you got to take care of your people. You need to put the throttle down on them Hondas, man, and make them purr and get on out there.
That's right. We're ripping 30, but when I get off with you, I'm going to be ripping 55, baby.
It doesn't even sound like you're running. It's so quiet. Throw them out a number and stuff.
You.
Somebody wants to reach you, Sharky.
Oh, come on with it, guys. Google us, Outcast Charters. You can check us out at outcastfishingcharters.com. Outcast Charters Galveston. We're easy to find, man. We'd love to make memories with you guys. Come on out, check us out. Lodge with us, on-site lodging. Let's go get boat up, man. The fishing is fantastic. Come catch a redfish, get a free trip. It's awesome, man. Thank you guys again so much for your prayers, man. Everybody that said prayers mean the world to me, really.
Well,
really.
We're glad you're doing good, Sharky.
All right, brother. I'm glad so, too, man. I'm mad at him now. I'm going to go get him.
Go live the dream, brother. See you, man.
All right, brother. Later.
Thanks,
Mickey.
All right, Sharky. All right. All right, let's head up to the Big Sam. Let's check in with our good friend Randy Dearman, see what he's doing, man. See what them crappie are doing up there. Randy, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Captain Mick. How
What's
you
up?
Doing this morning?
Oh, I'm good.
Everything's better. It's cool enough you can stay out there for a while, and the crappie are biting a little better, seem like every week here.
Good. That's great.
I mean, catching, you know, good boxes of crappie every day.
Awesome.
But,
what are you doing? You dropping minnows down on them?
Yeah, we just dropping minnows down on them, and, you know, it's just easier with when you got a group. You know, you got
sure
put the boat right over that brush. I mean, you can catch them on a jig, but you probably need to stay back away from them a little bit and cast, you know, let it fall down. You can catch a few just dropping it straight down, but on a jig. But most people, it's just easier for them, so we do it the easy way. We want a box when we come in.
Well, that's what crappie fishing is all about, that meat haul, man.
But mornings, these cool mornings sure feel good, don't they?
They do. It even here, you know, we're not as cool as you guys up there in the woods, but it's nice in the mornings. It really is. Days are getting shorter. Got more nighttime cooling hours, so that's good.
That's what we need is cool old lake. Just, you know, it's a low that...
7.5 feet, I think, is what I saw this morning looking at. I was talking to Richard. We were talking about Rayburn, and I looked it up, and a little over 7.5 feet below pool. That's nuts.
It is. Just makes it tough, you know, some of the boat ramps. You know, here at Mill Creek, you got to stay right in that channel to
That's what you were telling me, and it's narrow, too. You got to know where you're going to get out of there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You ain't going to just take off down the middle of the pocket like it looks like you do, like most people do.
Right.
You'll be high and dry.
Yes, sir. Yeah, this time last year at lake wasn't even a half a foot below pool.
No.
That's crazy how 1 year to the next is that much difference.
Yeah. Well, this year they intentionally had a lot. They have a drawdown every winter, you know, but not that much.
Right.
This intensity was to do them rocks on the dam.
Mm-hmm.
They finished all that, so all we need is a little rain to get it up. You know, it's good for the lake, though. Let that all that bank dry out, and seen bean and bushes will grow back up this spring, and you know, it just gives you something to target them bass when they get up there and spawn. And let that, you know, let that old silt dry up. You know, have a good hard bottom there where when them fish can spawn on it.
Yeah. Well, that's nature. It's part of the process.
It is. Feels good out here this morning, though. It feels cooler than what it
has been. What,
yeah.
Well, that's good to hear. Any bass fishing going on?
Yeah, I haven't bass fished the last week, but I've talked to people. They said, you know, the numbers are great. They're catching them up shallow. So just throwing wacky worms and stuff up right up against the grass where there is some grass, you know, hay grass or hydrilla. Yeah. There's a little bit of hydrilla scattered around. And
right.
He said they caught 50 or 60 bass. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. All right, Randy. Well, I got to run, my friend. If somebody wants to call you, give them a number how they can reach you.
Hey, 936-328-0864. Have a good one, Captain Mick.
We're going to do it. You do the same, Randy. Good talking to you. Appreciate the update. See you, man. All right. That's Randy Dearman up on the Big Sam. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,